Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment, where we listen to your suggestions, read your mailbag, and come up with our own little lists. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
And I am Swarly? Oh wait, no, Sung Lee?
No, Funky.
Or Fug Lee?
Right. Or Seriously?
If you ever have children, I'm keeping all of us away from them when they're being named. Anyway, let's introduce the other guests.
I, on the other hand, am Danny.
And I am Amy.
Kevin is still on vacation in Las Vegas, the jerk, so we're taking over for him.
Possibly returning as Kevina.
Maybe he'll return as Kevina. I hope he...
Hi, this is Kevina. Pleased to meet you all.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm going to have to do something to get that out of my head.
Hey, Kevin, fix this in post.
No,
Kevin, don't cut this out.
Oh. I like how we're still talking to Kevin even though he's hundreds of miles away.
And they can't respond or retaliate in any way.
That's why it's perfect.
So our lists today are our favorite movie villains. So this one was popular enough that Kevin actually sent in his list. We'll get to that one at the end. But let's go through our honorable mentions first, since I know that movie villains is a very popular topic. My honorable mentions are the Beast from Kung Fu Hustle, that old guy in the cheap flip-flops who you first see sitting on the can in his underwear.
Okay.
The trees from The Happening. Spoiler.
Spoiler? The hell, man?
Shooter McGavin, Happy Gilmore, who tries to come up with really bad lines and just gets shot down all the time.
I remember his line now.
Shooter McGavin, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't say it on this podcast.
We can say it in the TNT version when they always dub over. Yeah.
I eat pieces of crap like you for breakfast.
You eat crap for breakfast?
No. And Biff Tannen from Back to the Future.
I can't believe he's an honorable mention.
I'm sorry, but he wasn't quite funny enough compared to these other ones. Sung, what are your honorable mentions?
All right. First up, my honorable mention is the Coalition for the Liberation of Itinerant Tree Dwellers from Jay and Silent Bob Strike
Back. Hey, what's that spell out?
It spells out female body part.
Oh, right.
That we feel guilty about saying on air.
We do? Yeah.
I don't know. Song does.
Well, I do. Because I don't have one. All right. Some other ones are Christian Bale from American Psycho. And the reason why he's on there is because it's Christian Bale. It's an American Psycho. And he's an honorable mention because I haven't seen the movie.
Wait, how does he make the list if you haven't seen the movie?
Because it's Christian Bale as a psycho.
Fair
I guess
enough.
That's fair.
All right. Next is Khan Noonien Singh. Ricardo Montalban, and he's an honorable mention because of something that I saw that was mentioned in the DVD extras, which was that Ricardo Montalban and William Shatner never actually met each other while filming the movie. And that kind of ruined the movie for me because I realized that they're never in the same place at the same time in that movie.
They just shout at each other.
Yes, through a view screen.
They shout recorded messages at each other.
Basically, that's what they do. And Zod from the Superman movies, Unicron from Transformers, and Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Yeah.
I was considering making a top five that was all Alan Rickman, but I couldn't because he doesn't play...
It'd be too easy, no?
Well, it wouldn't actually be that easy because I looked through his movies and he doesn't play the villain that often.
Well, yeah. Okay, so there's Harry Potter. He can be considered a villain.
There's Die Hard.
There's Die Hard. He's somewhat of a bad guy in Love Actually.
And then Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Okay, come up with number five.
Dude, Dogma.
He's not the villain.
Metatron is such a villain.
He's the voice of God. Oh, I'm not even going to get into this.
All right, another honorable mention is Freddy Krueger. And
a classic.
Yes. Another one is Ivan Drago from the ultimate Cold War movie.
Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
I must break you.
Proof that we could have won that war. If only we just sent Sylvester Stallone.
That was Vietnam in Rambo.
Oh, sorry. It's more a symbolic gesture then, I guess.
All right.
I just wanted to get a chance to give an honorable mention out to every single, you know, elite team that has ever been in, like, the sort of feel-good sports movie. You know, like, say, the Icelandic team, Mighty Ducks, or the Norwegian bobsledders in Cool Runnings, or the evil team in Shaolin Soccer,
baby. I'm rooting for evil team in the next World Cup.
Because, come on, you know they practice. It's not like they're just there. I figure they're due.
Who, evil team?
Oh, any of them. Someday evil is going to win in baseball or bobsledding.
That's evil wins all the time in baseball. Watch the Yankees.
Ooh. Not this year.
Not this year.
This year, you just know they're going to make a movie about this year.
Anyway, is that all of your honorable mentions? Just any team like that?
Pretty much.
All right, then.
All right. On to my honorable mentions. So this one gets on my list just because I saw the movie last night, and that's Tia Carrera in True Lies, because her and Jamie Lee Curtis get to duke it out.
Tia Carrera totally should have won because she's hotter.
I know, I agree.
Besides, it was a fight in a limo. We know how well Tia Carrera handles limos from Dwayne's World.
I don't remember that, actually.
She played the concert that went into the limo.
Oh, that's right.
Next on my honorable mentions is NASA. From Flight of the Navigator.
NASA?
I thought it was going to be NASA from E.T.
Well, NASA's been a villain in many movies, I guess. But yeah.
They were the villain by proxy in the first Star Trek movie with V'ger.
All right. Other honorable mentions. Shredder from Ninja Turtles, of course.
Nice.
Ed Harris as General Hummel in The Rock. And
I'd completely forgotten about him. Oh, you know, it's weird.
He's great.
I know of The Rock. You know, I've seen the movie several dozen times. I just keep forgetting who the villain was because they seemed so
unimportant.
Because he was a villain, but he wasn't. Cage.
Okay, that's probably part of it.
Yeah, I mean, he was a villain with a good heart, sort of.
He was just willing to gas.
But he wasn't willing to.
Okay. Kind of like the Truman Show, I guess.
Yeah. All right, last honorable mention, Le Chief from Casino Royale.
Okay. All right, I can accept that. So
bleeds from his eyes.
My number five is the complete opposite of everybody's, apparently, because I am going with the gopher from Caddyshack, who is Bill Murray's personal nemesis in that movie. He's not really the villain, but he's a villain. I think Judge Reinhold or something like that is the villain yourself. I don't even remember. Everybody remembers the gopher, which is especially awesome because of that Tiger Woods commercial where he does the same things as Bill Murray. I mean, the thought of Tiger Woods in a stupid little fisher hat going, "I'm going to get you, little gopher."
Oh, did you hear about the recent story of Bill Murray was playing some kind of celebrity tournament and he hooked the shot really badly and hit a woman?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But luckily, the story turns out that she came out to see if she could spot Bill Murray playing. And so she was very excited when he came over and apologized.
She was okay.
Oh, there you go, then. But yeah, that's my number five. It's a little gopher.
Ask and you shall receive. Just be prepared to get hit in the head in the way.
They said she got hit in the leg or something like that. Okay. She had to go to the hospital.
That's not nearly as entertaining.
Sounds more like my love life.
It's a little more information I wanted to know, but thanks.
Yeah.
Son?
All right. I guess according to people, my list is kind of all over the place. My number five are tomatoes from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes because, well, they're tomatoes that kill people. I don't see any other explanation for it.
You chose tomatoes, seriously.
Yes.
They made your list over Ivan Drago, the Dolph Lundgren killing machine. They made it in over...
They made it over Khan from Star Trek.
Khan, Nui, and Singh. You made tomatoes?
Well, okay, I guess...
Then I guess I can't throw stones here because I chose a gopher.
I guess I need a little more explanation in that. As I was growing up, it's one of those B-movies that always used to play at late at night. So it's just a villain that I grew up with.
Okay. I can accept that. You know, everyone has their own little traumas when they're young.
I bet you it'd be really hilarious if you were to watch it now as an adult.
I think it was pretty hilarious as a kid, too.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, they had a cartoon based around how cheesy that movie was.
That cartoon was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
What?
Nothing to say to you two.
I guess that's fair.
We have something to say to you.
No, we don't.
In song form.
No, oh, no! No,
on,
no.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I don't know the rest of the words.
Nobody knows the rest of the words. I don't think there were more rest of the words.
Oh, thank goodness. Let's move on.
All right. Danny, you're number five.
My number five is something from when I was watching when I was a little kid. The T-1000.
Yes.
Because, well, come on. It can look like anybody. It can kill you without drawing a weapon. And, oh yeah, it's unstoppable.
And it beat Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the previous one you thought was unstoppable.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger was proven to be stoppable. This one you actually had to, like, throw into a pit of liquid.
Spoiler! Just kidding.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yeah, like no one's seen Terminator 2 yet.
Yeah, alright.
But, yeah, I mean, just the whole thing of it of, could be anybody, could be you. What are you gonna do if it's you?
I'm totally gonna kill people if it's me. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think Dom would be the perverted Terminator.
The perverted Terminator?
Yes.
The pervinator?
Yeah. I could see that.
That's a new tag for you.
I mean, your limbs could turn into any number of very questionable objects.
I would like that. I'm okay with this.
I bet you would.
Oh, thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Had to throw it in there. Dom's touching games.
Dom's touching movies. The pervinator. The movie, The Pervinator.
I did not need that. Thank you.
Have you guys
you can simultaneously play with that power?
Have you guys seen, by the way, there's a horror movie coming up called One-Eyed Monster?
Oh.
No.
What? It stars Ron Jeremy. He gets hit by like some sort of energy from space. His dick detaches and attacks people.
What?
I need to show you guys this trailer.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
How bad is that movie? What's it called? Teeth? Or something with the woman whose nether regions have
teeth.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no. Yeah. Please, no.
Thankfully, that movie did not make it onto my list.
Honorable mention, Teeth from Teeth.
Okay.
That's every man's nightmare.
Please tell me you have a number five and not more teeth.
I do have a number five. Okay. Relatively wholesome number five, actually.
Oh, good.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's more Disney on my list, by the way.
But yeah, ours.
Singing villains are cool villains.
Of course.
I don't think any of my villains are singing villains.
Dr. Horrible would have made my list if it was a movie. But it's not really a movie.
Not really a movie. It's a webisode. I don't know where to put that under.
Yeah.
So my number four comes partially because he was so wholesome all the time, and partially because he was just such a funny villain. It was Mr. T as Clubber Lang in Rocky III. Where he just talked such great trash. And it was so weird because it was coming out of Mr. T. And if anybody watched the A-Team, then they knew he was the most wholesome person ever, you know? And suddenly he's out there, like, challenging Sylvester Stallone's, like, erection potency and stuff. He's saying, it's like, you can't satisfy your woman, you know, things like that.
The thing I remember most about Rocky III is that it was a big sellout. Because here you have, like, the first two were very almost indie, at least the first one was.
Yeah, very gritty.
Yeah, and it was Sylvester Stallone
the first one, didn't he?
Writing and directing it.
He loses by decision in the first one, and he wrote the first one. I don't think he didn't direct it, I don't think.
No, he did direct it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool then.
Yeah, and then the third one is the first time he had this big major star, and everyone knew Mr. T, especially back then. And, yeah. And then the fourth one I've already mentioned.
Yeah.
The fourth one you've already mentioned?
Yeah.
Oh, the fourth movie, right. I thought you were talking about your number four.
Has anybody seen Rocky Balboa?
No.
My roommate did, and he liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sung, let's get to your number four as opposed to Rocky IV.
All right. My number four is The Predator, because I'm talking specifically about the first one, because when he unmasks himself and you see that black
the tusks
there's I've never seen a monster like that before, and he would be higher. It's just he doesn't really speak, and he only really is just a hunter.
All he does is kill.
Yeah. All he does is kill, but he had cool ass gadgets and he could turn invisible
and he exploded at the end.
Yeah,
spoiler.
Yeah.
If that's
a
spoiler.
He was also very creepy.
Yeah. He was really creepy.
With the recorded laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. My number four is going to come from a little bit out of left field, seeing as you three only know of the existence of three movies of Star Wars. Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks? Who's that?
I don't know these movies you're talking of.
But yeah, but If you feel like checking in the internet, they actually have like 3 other movies for this.
I don't believe you. No,
you're
such
a liar.
Thing.
Internet.
Lies.
I saw it on the internet. It must be true.
I'm calling shenanigans on you.
There is a great contest. I believe it was Gizmodo did this where they're like, think of different ways of ruining Star Trek.
Oh, I saw that movie. Yeah, that was great.
And there's 80 different pictures of people photoshopping in various either people like or things.
People, yeah.
And okay, a lot of them had Jar Jar in there.
But yeah, I mean, think about it. In the second movie, which I have to admit doesn't exist, he is responsible for the fall of the Republic because he is the deciding vote. Or he's actually the one who brings the concept of the Republic Army to the Senate, which causes the downfall of the whole thing. So everybody who hated Jar Jar from the first movie that doesn't exist, you know, got to see his chance in the limelight in the second movie.
Great. My number 4 is actually from Die Hard 3, Simon Gruber.
Simon?
Not Hans.
Not Hans.
But Hans Gruber was
Alan Rickman.
That was Alan Rickman. I was
trying. Yeah, but Simon Gruber is Jeremy Irons, and he gave you riddles.
Riddles? Is riddles make you the number one villain? So Tom Riddle is your number one then?
No.
Number 2?
No.
Okay. What about Jim Carrey and
as the Riddler?
Yeah.
Oh, please no.
Was it Batman and Robin or Batman Forever? Robin.
No, Batman Forever, that's right.
Batman Forever, okay.
Batman.
I always get those two confused.
Batman.
That's okay.
And Robin is the one that had Alicia Silverstone.
And Poison Ivy and Arnold
Uma Thurman and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. Yeah, all right.
What the hell did
Strangely
they do to
enough,
Mr.
These
Freeze?
These aren't on our lists.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a YouTube clip of, who directed that?
Was it Schumacher?
It must have been Schumacher. It might have been Schumacher. It might have been somebody else worse. I don't even know anymore.
Anyways, there's a clip of it. Of him apologizing for Batman Forever.
Okay, fine.
No, Batman and Robin, I guess.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, Batman and Robin was definitely Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. My opinion of them is
they're both
just
Joel Schumacher.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Thanks for the apology, Mr. Schumacher.
Thanks for nothing, Mr. Schumacher. What are you talking about?
Hey, he apologized.
All right, okay. Let's move on. Where
Number
were
3.
We again? Number 3. For me? For me.
Yes.
Yes. Right. I'm on top of this.
Hey, Kevin, cut this out.
No, don't leave it in. I'm not a good host. Kevin, we need you.
It's true.
Dom needs you, Kevin.
I do need you. I need
Dom
you
needs Kevina.
I need you more as Kevina. Number 3 is Vecini from The Princess Bride, who only gets like 15 minutes of screen time.
But he makes the most of it.
But he makes the most of it with you know, just being pure, tiny-minded mean and being just so funny. Like, just everything about that movie is funny, honestly. But, you know, it's like, you have the part where he yells at Andre the Giant for being stupid, or for rhyming, right?
Yeah. And which leads to the great line.
Stop rhyming!
I mean it!
Anyone want a peanut?
Ah! And then you have the entire speech about the poison. But what you don't realize is Australia is a land of convicts. And they don't expect people to... Anyway.
A big shout out to all you Australians out there, by the way.
Yeah, big shout out to the Australians. We'll get to that later.
Inconceivable.
You keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So that's my number 3, because even though he only had 15 minutes of screen time, we got like almost a couple minutes of just pure fun quoting it.
And he also taught us never to start a land war in Asia. You gotta remember that.
It's true, but only slightly less well known is never going in against a Sicilian when death is on the line. Thump. All right, son, you're number 3.
My number 3 is, and I know this is gonna come up later too, is Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies.
Okay.
Including the third one where he went good or no? Are you going to exclude that one?
I don't remember much about the third movie. Was that
probably
the Preparation
for the
H?
Best.
Or is that the second movie?
I don't even remember anymore. I have a defense mechanism for this sort of thing, so I don't...
You block it out from your memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second and third one really blend together for me. And
I don't
remember
know if I saw the third one.
Third
I must have blocked it
no
out from
sense.
Memory, too.
Wait, there are only 3, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear they're planning on making a fourth.
Oh dear.
Well, I didn't watch the third one, so I won't watch the fourth one, definitely.
Well, not like there's a massive narrative that you need to follow.
The narrative went out the window in the beginning of 2, when
yeah,
they killed off Elizabeth Hurley.
That's right. True. All right, let's stop being right. bitter about movies that go off track.
All right, so number three. My number three is Lumberg, the boss from Office Space.
Office Space makes me sad every time I go back to watch it, because every time I watch it, I realize, oh man, my life is slowly but surely turning into Office Space.
Back when Jennifer Aniston was still very popular. No, she's been acting in a lot of movies. They're just
bad movies.
Been successful.
Like The Breakup with Vince Vaughn. Oh.
There's Marley and Me, and there's...
Marley and Me with Owen Wilson.
That's what happened. She ended up falling headfirst into the girlfriend role.
Well, yes. also headfirst into the B-list.
Well, there is that, too. Well, yeah, I guess that is the B-list.
Oh, her newest movie I hear she's making is called Master Baster.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And it's apparently about a turkey baster filled with...
No, thanks.
Let's go back to villains, please.
Thank you. All right. Didn't need
Danny.
That, but thanks. But what?
Number three.
You're number three. Let's get away from the turkey
the boss,
baster quickly.
Lumberg, the one thing I was just talking about?
Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry, you're done then.
No, we got off topic from
we
Lumberg.
We got off topic,
we can finish
so
about
Lumberg.
There's really not that much to say, except for the fact that, well, yeah, the older I get, the more that movie hurts.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lundberg, I should give a shout out to Chuck, because I'm a big fan of it. That actor for Lundberg, he was in an episode of Chuck. I can't say the character he plays, because that would be a spoiler. But
Does he play Chuck's dad?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Does he play Chuck's mom?
That would be interesting.
What can I say?
But there is a part where Chuck, the character, actually... does an impression of
Milton?
Yeah, Milton.
Milton.
He does a great Milton impression in that episode.
You took my stapler.
Yeah, you know someone actually did steal my stapler at work? I had to go around looking for it.
Is that why there was a fire at Live Nation?
No, that was for other reasons. I can't say. It's a secret.
Never mind. All right, so Lumberg. Number three, Amy.
My number three is... he's already shown up, T-1000 from Terminator.
Yeah.
I mean, what's there really to say? He was awesome. Yeah.
He made me afraid of cops for like 2-3 years.
I'm still afraid of cops.
He made me afraid of liquid mercury.
You should be afraid of mercury.
He made me afraid of my dog.
Yeah.
Okay, making you afraid of your dog, that's actually an achievement.
I don't have a dog.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on. My number two is similar to Sung. And by similar to, I mean the exact same person. It's Dr. Evil from Austin Powers,
okay.
But only from the first movie, because that has the awesome speech where he talks about his childhood, where he gets put into a burlap sack and beaten, and his his scrotum gets shaved, and he recommends it to everybody. What is it? His father was like a half Belgian with a penchant for buggery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a great poster that came out during the first Austin Power movies where it's just a picture of Dr. Evil and it's a speech. And I had always wanted that poster and just never thought of buying it.
Yeah, I've seen that poster around.
Yeah.
Danny, you're number two.
Song?
Song, you're number two. Ha!
All right, my number two is one that came up already, which is the Evil Mercury. The T-1000.
Evil Mercury. I'm like, what movie was Freddie Mercury the villain in? It's like, it wasn't Flash Gordon, and it wasn't Highlander. I'm just saying for those.
Yeah, it wasn't Dune either, because that's a Sting.
Sting was a villain in Dune, though. That's true.
Yeah. Anyways, the T-1000, just a very cool, badass villain. He made Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the badass villain in the first Terminator, look
like a redheaded stepchild.
Yeah,
that was the thing. I actually saw the second movie long before I saw the first, so I never actually associated Arnold Schwarzenegger with or at least that particular incarnation where Arnold Schwarzenegger with the villainous sort of look. But well, I guess that's what happens when a movie comes out when you're
2-3.
Yeah, something like yeah. that.
Yeah, I'll leave my Schwarzenegger anecdotes for a later podcast
when possibly. We interview him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, number two.
Yeah, because I did grow up watching his movies.
All of us did, really.
Yeah.
All especially right. like his them. The one which yeah actually it was his first movie, which was
Hercules in
New York.
In New York.
Oh yeah. No!
But yeah, actually saw that one? I've only seen clips.
Yeah. It was on all the time. on TV.
All right.
My number two, can I say I'm a sucker for the classics? Dracula.
Which one?
Starting from the very beginning.
In black and white?
Yeah.
Silent?
Wow. Every single incarnation up until then. It's just the general idea of, you know, just this cultured regal doesn't actually have to kill people on screen in order to be menacing. Villain. That's when you say the word villain, that's sort of the archetype that I picture. It helps that he's voiced by Makoto Norio on pretty much everything in the last 10 years.
I was going to say it helps that he's Gary Oldman.
Yeah, also useful. So yeah, evil.
All right,
my number two, Jeremy Irons appears on my list again as Scar from The Lion King.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would have put more Disney characters. It's just they seem more... They aren't... Cool villains, they're more just devious and backstabbing, which isn't as cool to me.
I would have put Gaston on my honorable mentions list, but he's not. He's funny because he's a little too straight.
Is this one of those things where it's just a little too so burning, you sort of go into flaming?
It's a matter of, you know, he's so manly, he might be a little, you know...
Too manly?
Poofy, yeah.
But Gaston is so good at expectorating.
He's especially good at expectorating. All right, my number one actually goes back into the sort of strange, erotic undertones thing again. It's Hedley Lamarr and Slim Pickens in Blazing Saddles. Because Hedley Lamarr tries to do all sorts of just strange, you know, things, and Slim Pickens always undermines him by being incredibly stupid or sometimes just a little too sexual. Wow, Mr. Lamarr, you use your mouth prettier than a $2 whore. Ditto. You know, that kind of stuff. Okay. Or is it, screw you, I work for Mel Brooks. This fight at the end. All right, that's my number one, is Blazing Saddles.
All right, my number one is the ultimate villain. And that is from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Especially that part where Darth he kills Vader. The younglings, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Is that something that Padme said?
I'm sorry. I forgot. Those movies don't exist.
Youngling disease.
But yeah, Darth Vader is the ultimate villain for me. I mean, and for a lot of people, actually. He was the ultimate badass. He said very little. He walked with grace, even when George got slammed in his face. Because he was walking so slowly.
Wait, what was that one?
Well, it was a couple times, like in the first movie.
When, oh, that's right.
When the door shutters close on him. And I think it happens in the second movie as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Although, I like the Chasing Amy theory of Darth Vader, where he's a big black man, but he's a little tiny white man on the inside. Anyway, Danny, you're number one.
My number one is actually, this goes back to when I was a kid, watching a lot of movies on basic cable. And when I say a lot of movies, I mean the same movie, usually three times a week. Global Thermonuclear Tic-Tac-Toe.
War Games.
Yeah.
Your number one is War Games?
My number one is Global Thermonuclear.
I mean, Sung
War.
And I have chosen two of the best movies of all time in Blazing Saddles and Star Wars, and you've chosen an 80s movie about a kid playing video games with, like, NORAD,
well,
right?
It was a precursor to Terminator, because it gave the idea of a computer trying to destroy the world.
Look, I mean, think of it this way. Anything from Blazing Saddles, anything from Star Wars actually have a chance of killing you in this lifetime?
Yes. I've always dreamed of cowboys coming out and shooting me.
I don't really need to know about your cowboy dreams, sir. But thanks.
You're welcome.
But yeah, when I was a kid, just look up in the sky. This is the movie that got me afraid of contrails. Look up in the sky, look at airplanes, and just see, you know, just try to think to myself, man, I wonder if humanity's going to end in 15 minutes.
All right.
All right, my number one.
Finish us off, Amy.
Yeah, Biff Tannen from Back to the Future.
Biff Tannen?
Yeah.
He made my honorable mentions list because he was a jerk, but he was really your number one villain of all time.
He was my number one villain. I think he's hilarious.
He is hilarious. But... Was that real? Have you guys seen Biff's Questions song on
his stand-up act? I have seen that.
Was that real manure? Was that real manure?
And it's the actual actor doing
it. It's the actor joking about the questions that he always gets. It's pretty good. So just really quickly, this is Kevin's list, really quickly. His honorable mentions are Grignac, Hannibal Lecter, the Joker from The Dark Knight, and Michael Corleone. His number 5 is HAL 9000. His number 4 is The Shark.
The Shark.
From Jaws. Number 3 is Darth Vader. Number 2 is Verbal Kint. And number Spoiler. 1 is Man from Bambi.
What?
Yeah.
Man?
Man.
Yes.
I mean, I picked nuclear weapons, but man?
Man. I mean, that I think Kevin's number 1 beats out tomatoes and trees, don't you think? All right, let's get into the mailbag. Danny, could you start us off?
Okay, Heather from Las Vegas says, "What's up, all? My name's Heather. I live in Las Vegas. Say hi to Kevin while you're there. I've really been enjoying the podcasts. I want to thank you for convincing me to buy Valkyria Chronicles.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I had been debating whether I wanted to get the game for a while, and now I'm quite happy I bought it. As will everybody else who buys it. Go buy it. Everyone else. Anyways, here's a list of suggestions. And I like how this one starts myself.
Well, that's because I edited it down from its like 40 to... Anyway, fine. It starts with Scryde because I knew that you would want to read that one.
Scryde.
That can go into scraps, maybe.
I could talk for an hour about Scryde.
I would sum up Scryde as just two men who desperately need to have angry sex with each other.
It's not about angry sex. It's just about hate being as powerful as love.
Yeah, that's why the sex is angry. All right, keep going.
Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Meh.
Saved by the Bell.
Maybe.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Shaft.
Damn right.
She-Ra. She-Ra.
She-Ra. She-Ra. No.
No. The $6 Million Man.
Maybe.
Slasher films.
Okay.
Snoopy again.
All right.
We can get behind. Speed Racer.
Maybe.
Maybe. Stand-up comedy.
A little too general.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes.
Star Fox.
Eh.
Yeah. Stargate.
Maybe.
Starship Troopers.
Not Hung Sung. Would you be able to do Stargate?
Yeah, I've seen all of it.
Yeah, that's
including
right.
Atlantis, and I'm not too thrilled about Universe, but...
Which one's Universe? Is that the movies, or is that the game?
Universe is a new series that is basically Lost in Space / Voyager. It's, they get Lost in Space.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's what we need. More yeah. Voyager.
All right.
There's another suggestion for Starship Troopers, so we may have to look into that at some point. And Static Shock.
I left this one in here specifically because it would make Mike mad.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no for that one.
All right, Sung, could you bring us Jeff?
I'm surprised none of you picked Bleach's Ichirin no Hana by High and Mighty Color or Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Beat Crusaders. I love the Ghost in the Shell opening. Good for you. Actually, I actually like High and Mighty Color. They're a good group. Speaking about Bleach, they have several songs, the Bleach Beat Collection, sung by the voice actors. Do other shows do this or just Bleach?
I'd like to introduce you to a series known as Sakura Taisen.
The thing is that it's got that this has been happening for decades. Sometimes the singles done by various characters make it to the top 10.
Sometimes. Look, you know Prince of Tennis?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. They released full albums of one of the characters singing.
Well, if you've ever seen my CD collection, I actually know quite a bit about the history of this. Although I can't speak of anime of late, especially like stuff like Bleach, which I haven't seen. And I know there's a lot of anime fan people that are like yelling at me now. But
meh.
Eh.
Yeah. I could say that it probably started maybe around Bubblegum Crisis, where they had the Nightsabers.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then, if you haven't seen Bubblegum Crisis, that was the first anime where the voice actors sang all the songs, and they were very popular because of it. Okay. And then, let's see, a lot of shows back in the 80s and into the 90s were doing it a lot.
And they still do it. I mean, yeah. Here's the question that you have to ask yourself is, will it make money? And if the answer is yes, then the Japanese have done it. I mean, seriously, I was sending around pictures of a Dragon Ball piece of merchandise earlier this week where it's a Master Roshi tissue dispenser.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You pull Kleenex out of his nose.
That was awesome. I need to go get one.
That's lovely.
Yeah. But if they think it'll make money, it exists. And that means, you know, albums with various people who may or may not be able to sing, singing.
Back around 5 to 10 years ago, I was quite actively buying Japanese CDs. Among them were a lot of CDs by voice actors because most, I can't say most, but quite a large majority of voice actors make actual CDs that you could buy.
Yep.
And so I can't remember. I guess it was Mari Ijima who really started it.
Oh, yeah.
As Macross. But yeah, like, if you have a favorite voice actor, chances are they have a CD or many CDs. And that has no bearing on their singing talent, unfortunately.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the answer to your question. If it exists, then it's because someone thought it made money. All right, Amy, bring us Aaron, actually.
Aaron. Okay. Hey, guys, your show rocks. Thank you. I have a couple suggestions, and from what I can gather of your interests, I was surprised that they weren't on your list already. So here we have Saturday morning cartoons.
You mean like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
And Seeds, Inc. They were just a name between Clover and Platinum Games, but hey, an excuse, right?
We'll talk about it. We talk about it enough anyway without actually making it a subject.
Pretty much every podcast is, by some small extension, a way to talk about Seeds, so.
All right, well, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. All right, Daoud says, I'm listening to the Super Saiyans episode, just got to the review of the movie, and I cannot thank you guys enough. I feel vindicated. I thought it wasn't as bad as the fans were saying, and I got the feeling no one remembered that it was an adaptation and not a carbon copy. The anime was an adaptation of the manga, and no one hated it as much as they hated this. Your critique was fair, unlike the AnimeNewsNetwork.com review. Thanks again.
I should actually see that then, the review.
Yes. Well, wait, our critique was fair? We said it was bad.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we said it was bad, but fun.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, Chuk, who's almost like Chuck. Let's have Sung read this one.
Greetings, S-Word Podcast people. We're people now.
We're pod
great.
People.
We're pod people. Oh, great.
What other something to movies do you guys just wish never happened? What about the opposite?
Okay, from last week, you may remember the things that I came up with, the main one being stealth. I really would like to unmake stealth, because...
But that was... Well, okay, that actually was kind of Macross Plus to movie form, so never mind.
Yeah, I need that undone so somebody can make Macross Plus.
Well, I'd like to undo the Captain America movie.
There was a movie?
Yeah.
No. Strike it from your mind. It never happened.
Seeing as I didn't know about it until now, that won't be hard.
I would like to unmake the He-Man movie.
Oh, okay,
that, unfortunately, I remember.
Oh, Dolph Lundgren, that's right. Amy, do you have any movies that you like to undo that ruined your memories of it?
Legend of Chun-Li.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that. Let's take that as an undo.
Kind of sad that they're ruining the legacy of this Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter movie.
You know what?
Have you ever even considered that the words legacy, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Street Fighter would all be in one sentence? But now
actually,
they are.
No.
Thank you,
now,
Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah,
now I'm impressed.
I'll bring up something about He-Man. A lot of you may not remember this or probably didn't even see it. It's just that movie also starred one Robert Duncan McNeil and Courtney Cox. And Courtney Cox
is
famous for Friends.
And Robert Duncan McNeil is famous for Star Trek, right?
Star Trek Voyager.
Oh,
he was,
man.
Lieutenant Tom Paris, also Ensign Tom Paris in certain seasons. And he's, just to mention Chuck again, he's also a producer for Chuck.
Really?
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Huh.
Damn.
All right. That's, Danny, bring us David from Shepherdstown, West Virginia, because this one's of a special nature for you.
David from Shepherdstown, West Virginia writes, Dear hosts / hostesses of the S-Words podcast, I would like to personally thank the one of you who mentioned Gal Gaigar in your last stuff segment. I no longer feel like such a loner for liking that anime. Keep up the great work. Well,
Danny?
I say, wear your courage with pride.
Yeah, see? Ed E. from Daily City says, first off, I want to say that I've been following your podcast since the first episode, and it's become one of the highlights of my week. I look forward to every new episode with much gusto about over what you'll talk about next. Spider-Man episode in particular provided a great deal of information to a former superhero comic book reader, as out of the loop as myself. And thanks to Dom and YouTube clips, I now have a tiny voice inside of my head screeching at me to buy a copy of Valkyria Chronicles as soon as I can scrounge up enough spare cash.
Just one? I'm clearly not doing my job. Buy Valkyria Chronicles.
That's another good tagline. S-words. We put voices in your head. Anyway, I'm happy to make some suggestions for topics and represent my hometown of Daly City.
Wow. Pretty nearby.
We can stick out our heads and wave.
Yeah, one is Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That could make us... Well, okay, we could probably talk an hour about... Yeah. Kaiser Soze, which brings us back to the usual suspects.
Except Kevin spoiled it.
That's true.
Damn it, Kevin. What are you doing?
Damn it, Kevin. Damn it, Kavina. All right. Spiral Nemesis, Spiral Energy, or Shimon the Digger?
Gurren Lagann does not start with S.
Yeah.
I know you're trying really hard.
There's that bad anime called Spiral.
There was that Spiral.
No.
But anyway, I think that Kaiser Soze and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band can at least fill up very good scraps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that album, Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah. And then Kaiser Soze, most of us love the movie. I don't know who doesn't love the movie, but, you know.
I haven't seen it.
There you go.
Really?
It's like The Princess Bride. You either love it or you haven't seen it yet.
We actually spoiled you for something. Sorry.
Well, no, that was spoiled by Scary Movie.
Yeah,
because they borrowed the end from that
scary movie.
It's like how Citizen. It's like how Citizen Kane keeps getting spoiled to generations.
Yeah. All right. Tiny Toons for me.
Next up, we have Aaron from Toronto. Amy, take it away.
Yeah. So Aaron's a little bit behind. He just listened to the Watchmen podcast, and he wants to know, WTF? No one liked the Constantine film?
Keanu Reeves. Oh no. Let's.
I enjoyed it. That's about as much as I can say. The visuals were really interesting, and I liked the idea of it. But yeah, I didn't love the film.
It was just okay.
Yeah.
Since that was the entirety of the mail, let's have you go on to the next one.
All right. Spike asks, or says, that we should do a show about superhero and supervillain suit.
I left this email in here just so I could have an excuse to go, honey! Where is my super suit?
Your super suit? Why do you need it?
The city is in danger.
My dinner, honey, is in danger.
Great and good.
Ah, Sam Jackson. We're going to have to bring this entire thing up back again.
Because you know he's coming.
Oh, yeah. All right. Since that one was also short, an excuse for me to quote Sam.
Well, here is Nitrous again. He wants to know if we have over 5% of Aussie listeners yet.
Hey, Kevin, check.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, check.
All right, so he also says, funnily enough, when you post the latest podcast, it's generally during daylight hours in Australia.
That explains so much.
So, that does explain it.
That's how he keeps up to date with his RSS feeds and Twitter. Wow, he's really on top of things.
He is on top of things. Way to go, Ozzy.
And he's very happy to hear a lot of talk about Evangelion.
Well, all right.
All right, and one more suggestion from him is...
Survival horror.
Topic. Yeah, Parasite Eve.
Oh, Parasite Eve, where you have cancer, you get superpowers from cancer, I mean, right?
No, what it was is midichlorians.
Mitochondria, sir.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I get those confused.
All right, this one's specifically addressed to people like Amy. Renault asks, question of the ladies. Is it hard to be around those guys and suffer their craziness? Or are you actually worse? Which may lead to more awesome podcasts. Well, Amy, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I don't think my true craziness has come out yet, so I guess you'll just have to keep listening.
Maybe we'll put some alcohol in her, but it'd have to be a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I have a pretty good tolerance, guys.
She can, in fact, drink the three of us under the table. It's
that
documented.
Hard.
Granted, probably one can of beer will drink. At least two
Actually,
of us under the
I
table.
Think in general, all of the ladies can undrink all of the men that we
thinking,
know.
Thinking.
I have not seen Lita drink yet.
I have. She's a giggly drunk. I'm sure you're shocked by this.
But Miho is an avid drinker. I don't know about Jess.
Jess drinks more than I do. Not that that means anything.
And yeah, you guys know I'll drink a whole lot. So.
I think it's less an issue of the women drinking.
You have the day that ends in Y drinking parties.
I think.
Oh yeah, I go drinking every week on either Wednesday or Thursday, just because I can, because I live in San Francisco and the bars are all there.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's probably less of the women doing all the drinking so much as us just really being that weak.
Well, so here's the thing is that we're like this sober.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Can you imagine if the boys were drunk? That's a frightening, frightening thought.
Actually,
well, actually, no. They might just all be asleep. Never
might.
Mind.
Danny would be
documented
asleep.
Fact.
Sung, you did a lot of drinking in junior high. What happened to you when you drank?
Well, I should specify that a bit. I did the most drinking in junior high school, wow. which really isn't that much.
Oh, okay.
Bad kid.
Yeah. But, yeah, when I get drunk, I just kind of be... I'm kind of catatonic.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And I can't really drink that much or else I'll get sick, so yeah, I can't...
Chris is the same way.
Yeah, I don't... I haven't really gotten drunk.
Yeah, Chris gets drunk off fumes of alcohol.
We've seen him get drunk off fumes of alcohol.
We've also seen him hurl. I've had to drive him home.
Oh.
All right, so...
That's right, Chris. We're bad-mouthing you while you're not here.
Again.
Tool. All right, Danny, bring us Beth from Missouri.
Beth from Missouri writes, hey, I was just listening to your latest stuff and suggestion segment, and I was thinking about anime / manga that would be great Hollywood movies. First is Detective Conan / Case Closed. I have no idea who would direct, star, etc., but they can make a good mystery film. And yeah, I would support that. I like Detective Conan. It's a little hard for me to follow, seeing as it takes like an entire shelf worth of books in order to keep up.
More than that, sir.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's been going on forever now.
Yeah. But, you know, when I do get a chance to read it, I do find it entertaining. It would make a good mystery film, although you'd be hard-pressed to find a specific case to run it on.
Eh? You just make up a new one. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for
true.
All the
they
movies.
They do have movies all the time. All
right.
Also, since you were mentioning sports anime / manga, I thought of Crimson Hero.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
All right, never mind then.
Sorry. I'd also like to say that I would love to see a Hikaru no Go movie.
Wow, Daddy, someone out there actually agrees with you?
It's... No, that actually is kind of surprising.
Yeah, see? I'm surprised. Who would watch a movie about Go?
Who would read a manga about Go?
Okay.
And yet, I have.
All right, anyway.
I would just be afraid of whoever made it, butchering it, which, well...
Would be very easy.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm also reading for our Haruhi Suzumiya segment.
Well, surprise!
Supplies!
All right, here's our last one for the day. Gregory says, Dear S-Words crew, I'm a fairly recent convert to your show from Antioch, California.
Woohoo!
I thought that it would be interesting for you to do a podcast about your favorite series. It could be from any genre. That's a little too...
That would be
general.
Terrifyingly broad. I mean,
yeah.
I think Dom here would have to decide between his English degree and his nerd license.
You revoked my nerd license last week.
It's still on suspension. It only suspends for a week. You know this.
But the reason I have this is from the PS here. I also wish to express my fury at Lita. I was listening to Stuff and Suggestions number 7 while I was out camping. For the next 3 days, I was humming the theme song to Pokemon under my breath. I couldn't stop. The worst part was that I only remembered like 2 verses of it due to the fact that I haven't heard it in so long.
You're welcome.
I'll have to say that the Rika Matsumoto version is much better. The original version.
I like the Polkamon. So, with that said, that's the end of the suggestion segment. Remember that you can find us on the internet at www.s-words-podcast.com. If you'd like to be in the suggestions part of this, you can send email to feedback@s-words-podcast.com.
Just go to the website
and click email.
All the links are there, including our Facebook.
Kevin, which, we miss you.
Which people aren't posting on, and they should.
Kevin, I miss you. I miss your musk.
I did not need that.
All right. Before it gets too bad, remember to check us out on iTunes. Try and give us reviews. We like fives. We really like fives. Fours are acceptable, too.
No, they're not. Fives.
All right, fives, people. And with that, let's go into our quote sound off. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Hopefully the song is stuck inside your head now. Ha ha ha.
It's thick. And it's hard. And it's coming to get you.
Oh, scry.
Oh. I hate you, Danny.
Is that your quote?
No.
Okay.
It should be.
Shouldn't be.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
All right. Mine's kind of long, because I know Dom likes long ones.
Is it going to be gone?
That's what he said.
I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, I turned into Darth Vader. I had to fall. to lose it all, but in the end, I turned into Darth Vader. I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I could go. For all this, there's only one thing you should
know. Wow, you pulled that one out of nowhere. Thanks.
We should record an album.
We should record an album.
By the way, guys, that was a parody to In the End by Linkin Park.
It's the only reason we sing that song at karaoke.
Incidentally, hi again, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Tool.
For Lieutenant Paris or Ensign Paris sometimes in the Star Trek Voyager series, and he's...
Oh, it's Kevin. Don't!
Let's put him up to the mic.
Hold on. I need to call Kevin again.
Hey, Kevin, cut this part out.
I'm pausing recording.